Reports from the bass anglers is that Midmar is still pre-spawn and that Albert Falls is starting to improve. And for those that are out there throwing a line, indications are that there are some hungry fish to be found.
A really nice big size gary for orange rock.
Lots and lots of shad. Moss has been firing with a few nice cob. There's also been quite a few brusher caught.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, hello, hello. Guys, what a crazy week. What an insane week. It was a week of some crazy seas, some wild waves, some turbocharged winds, and some currents that were on steroids. But that did not deter the anglers of KZN. They still found the fish. They still found a way. They still got out there and get those rods bending. This past week in KZN, we've seen garrick, we've seen cob, we've seen tuna. We have seen those crazy reef action species going absolutely berserk. We have seen a flourish of all four freshwater species. It has been absolutely amazing. Now, in this week's show, we have got the planet's greatest reporters ready, poised with the latest scoops, the latest hotspots, the latest news of what's been going on the East
Kingfisher
Coast.
And they're
going
to lay it out for you, right?
So all you need to do is
we
turn
start
off the volume,
for every
sit back,
facet
relax,
of fishing,
and get ready
from
to find
to Kuta,
out where we are
marlin
dropping our
to trout.
Next bait. But before
basically,
we do, huge shout out to our sponsors.
We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Kingfisher, are the
German
leading
to
fishing tackle specialists.
You can also find us
online every facet of
fishing.
Carp to Kuta, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Couldn't have the show without you. Absolutely love your support in bringing us the latest fishing news. All right, now guys, let's address what's very important. I am going to reiterate what I do every year because it's crucial, it's important, it's imperative that we respect the close season. Shad season is closed. It has closed on the 1st of October, Wednesday, done. Dusted, game over until the 1st of December. We have to respect this close season. As we know, it has been a really difficult shad season. The guys didn't get the fish we were expecting. We didn't get any big shad. And it's becoming increasingly hard to target these species. So it's all the more a reason why we have to respect this close season. Guys, I implore you, please, when you get that shad, by mistake or whatever it is, put it back. Let it breed. All right. So, you know what? The show is all about positivity. Let's move on. Let's talk about what we are doing this weekend. Let's talk about the species we are targeting because we are in October, which means it is Coptober. And we are going to kick off this Coptober with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? When the sea did settle, there was some lovely bite off the beaches. A good couple of gray sharks came out. Some lovely big diamonds popped up to 50, 60 kilo size. Some, lovely diamonds. There's one or two honeys, couple sandies in the deeper water points. But yeah, the beaches did operate very well. They included in all that stuff. The guys smoked the bronze bream on the south coast and the north coast and the ledges. Good couple of cobs, some lovely stumpies have been popping up. So yeah, all in all, the beaches and the deep water points operated very nicely. Paddle ski and ski boat side, guys have been mainly chasing doggers, killbeck, Cape Yellowtail, amberjacks, things like that. The snook has gone a bit quiet. Soaks have been doing their best fishing on the bottoms and seeing what they can get to the top. Durban Bay has been throwing a couple grunters, not wild. They seem to have tapered off a little bit in the last couple of days. I think with more and more rain coming down and the rivers flooding and that, maybe they'll pick up. They should actually pick up, but yeah, we're just waiting to see what happens. The fish have been all on the smaller side. The keys have made a disappearing act. Maybe the water temperature got a bit too cold for them or something, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see how it goes. Guys, have a great week. There is a lot of rain, so please drive safe. This is Mike B for NSA News. Thanks, guys.
Good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. The fishing report for the ski boat for the Durban area. Well, guys, the weather's been quite puffy over the last week, but the times when we did manage to get out, guys, yeah, the bottom fishing is still great. Good slingers, soldiers, and some rockards. Still quite a few killbeck in the dark in the nighttime out in the deeper sections. I did manage to come across a whole shoal of sailies, just couldn't get them to eat. us, that's a good sign that the summer fish are starting to make their presences shown. Yeah, guys, this is Brad for Angry News South Africa. And yeah, tight lines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a start. If that's what the catches were with that rough conditions, I have no doubt this weekend we're going to have some proper bending rods. Now, staying in Durban with a cast just out of Durban, just moving up onto Durban North, we have got Michaela Daniel. She's young, she's vibrant, she's active. She is exactly what you would expect an East Coast girl to be looking like. And she's on the beach, she's got those rods bending, and she's got her ears to the ground to tell us exactly what's been going on just outside Durban, moving up onto the North Coast.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban, reporting for AntSA. Kicking things off, it was a tough week of fishing for our Durban anglers. But nevertheless, there were still some lovely fish caught. That being said, some grunter, blacktail, and one or two shad came out at Blue Lagoon, while our beechwood anglers pulled in a few stumpies, shad, and rays. Moving along to Virginia, the Garrick have been quiet, but there are still plenty blacktail, one or two shad, a few grunter, and the odd stumpy coming out. Further along to Mhlanga, there's still the usual blacktail, carantine, and as well as a few stumpies being caught before sunrise. For our offshore anglers, it's been a bit more productive, with lots of GTs and Garrick being caught on live bait at the deeper marks, while the bottoms produce some big dogger and geelbek, as well as the usual reds, rockhard, and one or two muscle cracker. Moving up the coast to Mthloti, for our rock and surf guys, there's still a few bronties coming out, as well as a few stone bream, blacktail, and shad, while the offshore fired with snook and the bottoms fishermen pulled in some lovely rockhard and geelbek. Overall, it was a tough week for our anglers, but their efforts paid off with some lovely fish being caught. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to what this week is going to bring. That's all from me. Tight lines, everyone, and have a great week.
Michaela, you absolutely rocked it. Thank you so much. What a great report of what's been going on just outside of Durban. I'm sure lots of anglers wanted to know that, and you have hit it right on the mark. You absolute legend. Thank you. Now, speaking of another legend who knows what's going on up on the North Coast, Deandra Smith. Guys, she is so well connected up on the North Coast. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's unbelievable how many contacts she has made to find out exactly what's been going on. She fishes the North Coast. She loves the North Coast. She is heading up there every chance she gets. Guys, this is a report of what's been going on with the northern side of the East Coast.
Hi, fellow anglers. Deandra here, reporting for the North Coast. It's another epic week for anglers following the success from the previous week's report. The North Coast is still producing a variety of edibles from small to large. As everybody is aware, shad season is now closed. However, the bites were good this past week, and a shout out to all the videos of anglers releasing these species. The rockhards, bream, and juvenile cobs have been feasting on the choco and prawn baits between Belito and Richards Bay. There has also been the odd mussel cracker in the mix for the rock and surf anglers. The brown rays, blue rays, sandies, and odd few honeys keep the rock and surf anglers busy as they are starting to make their way further up the coastline with a few beautiful diamonds that showed off this past week. Offshore angling had a better week with some good weather that anglers hooked tuna, kuta, wahoo, and dorado with a few good-sized rockhards. The mix of different species are off to a good start for this season. Please be kind and release the breeding stock so that we can all fish for the future. Have a great week, everybody, and tight lines.
Thank you, Deandra. You absolute legend. You were amazing. You got me really excited about coming and fishing the North Coast. Now, I didn't listen to Adam's report as yet. Gonna get there just now, but yo, the North Coast is sounding really tempting to go and fish right now. Now, guys, while we're on Deandra's segment, like, this is the middle of the show, I just want to throw this out there. I just want to put it out there to say, you know what? All these reporters, they are really busy, right? I mean, they've got the 8-to-5s, and they are grinding out their day jobs, and they do this purely for the love of the game. So, all this content we get, all this news we get, all those reports that we get, all the calls they make and the messages and the groups that they are on, guys, it's purely for the love of it, to let you know exactly what's going on with the fishing. I mean, and this is what it really blows my mind about it. They are so dedicated. They are so passionate. There is zero financial gain. There's zero sponsorship gain. They do it purely for the love. So huge shout out to our reporters that are bringing us this content. Now, I've also got some exclusive content about Sodwana Bay. Guys, I'm going to stick this on my social media page, pages. Go on to Vanessa Green on Facebook, go on to Angler News or Angling Times. There is going to be an exclusive snippet of what's been happening on Sodwana, thanks to my friend Lauren. You're not going to believe the audio clip that's coming out from there. So yeah, if you want to know what's happening in Sodwana and how crazy the reef fishing is, trust me, go onto our social media pages and listen to that. All right, now that is our Durban, that is our North Coast, that is our salt water. But what's happening on the freshwater? Well, let's find out from Jan with exactly what's happening with that fly fishing, the bass, and the carp.
Hey there, guys. After some gentle rains last week, the rainfall this week saw summer come splashing across the Midlands with some 30 to 40 mils being reported. This is a great early start to the post-winter water recovery. And for the most part, been welcomed not only by the farming community, but also the anglers to get the rivers moving properly again. A quick visit last weekend to the upper reaches of the Bushman's River showed that the previous rains did little more than settle the dust. And hopefully this week's rainfall and plus the snow up top will start showing up in the rivers soon. And I will be heading up shortly again for another look-see. As mentioned earlier in this column, the seasonal forecast is for above average rainfall in southern Africa. So for the river anglers that are looking for that perfect flow, best to keep an eye on conditions and grab it when you can. Well, we keep fingers crossed that we're not going to be getting the whitewater rafting conditions of last season. The recent cold spell of wet weather may have kept most of the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers off the river, but there are just rewards for those that venture forth. This time it was the Moy River that provided the spoils in the form of some 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter browns, some spectacular fish there. Prior to the midweek chill, water temperatures had crept up to 18 or 19 degrees in shallows, but quickly dropped back to 16 degrees. Timing is all, so again, for those river anglers, watch the rainfall and get out to your favorite piece of moving water when you have a gap. In between the changing spells of weather, the NFFC slot is also turning on, with some anglers hitting the jackpot and finding those 15 to 17 inch or 38 to 43 centimeter fish, which have been rather shy of late. Our water temperature was reported at around 15 or 16 degrees. Reports from the bass anglers is that Midmar is still pre-spawn and that Albert Falls is starting to improve. And for those that are out there throwing a line, indications are that there are some hungry fish to be found. Midge hatch is also just starting at Albert Falls, and there are a few signs of carp on the surface that are just starting to move. With action being reported from the Umkomaeni and Bushman's River, the scaly and yellow fish continue to keep lines tight for the river anglers. Last weekend saw junior trials for the KZN Fly Fishing Association taking place in Umkomaas, with the lads managing to get some good fish and some good numbers. And with temperatures just reaching 16 degrees, it's early days yet for the Sterkfontein anglers, with just a couple of fish being reported so far. Caddis and mayflies are on the hatch, and the rains have brought on the hoppers, so food is plentiful at present, and indications are on for a bumper sturkey season. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Matsburg for the best in tackle advice, and this is Jan Arbal reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler New South Africa.
Whoa, Jan, that is absolutely marvelous. So many freshwater species that are on the bite right now. I absolutely love it. 48 centimeter browns, 38 centimeter rainbows, the bass on the bite, the carp are surfacing. What else could we ask for? The scalies are off the charts. I mean, come on, that is absolutely brilliant. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to head to the North Coast or head up to the Midlands to do some freshwater fishing, or am I heading south? Well, let's find out. Guys, here's Ray Thompson with what's happening from Amanzimtoti to Port Shepstone.
First on the agenda, the first of this month, shad season's closed. As quite a lot of shad been coming out in Yoni Rocks all the way down to Scottborough. Lots and lots of shad. Moss has been firing with a few nice cob. There's also been quite a few brusher caught in the Baba area, Winkel and Yoni. So the brusher are still around. And yes, the bream have started. Quite a few bream being caught in the Hot Attack Hill all the way up to the bluff. So guys, go out there. If you get a chance during this week, go for it. The fish are there.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. Oh, buddy, you got me really thinking now. I'm puzzled. I don't know. You got me rubbing my palms and licking my lips and wondering, am I coming down south still? Am I heading north? Am I heading up to the Midlands? Oh, I don't know. Can Adam convince me? Guys, here is our South Coast guru, Adam, with the lower half of the South Coast to take home the show to tell us exactly where we should be going.
Good day, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend. And everybody out there listening to East Coast Radio has had a super duper week so far. So yes, it has been rainy, wet and damp down on the South Coast, but damp the fishing has not been, because anywhere from Port St. John's right up to Hebridean, the fishing has been exciting with loads of species coming out. And just starting off down in the Port St. John's area, Lyle Taylor, a really good friend of mine, getting himself some gorgeous specimens of garrick and cob off the boat. So really nice to see some healthy looking fish down that side. We've also had Mark from Shelly Beach area getting himself a cob and garrick as well. A really nice big size garrick off Orange Rocks. So good to see that those bigger fish are slowly moving their way up. However, I don't know if it's the water conditions down in the south coast that are keeping those gorgeous fish down there. But the guys that have been trying for rockfish, Sean in particular, getting himself some black bream, or as we know it, the bream normal bronzies have been on the bites. There's been a few blacktails, and the guys got themselves some shad just before the close season. So nice to see that happen. However, they weren't massive sizes and they weren't numbers, but they were still shad. And a shad is a shad, Vanessa, as we know at the end of the day. Now, in terms of all the other species, there's been one or two rock cod popping up here or there. It hasn't been exciting in terms of the purple patch, as we know, but we are still holding on true to it because there's also been brusher around. I've seen two juvenile black cracker come out as well. So yes, it's been really good in our rocky areas. I would say in the Trafalgar Munster side, Vinesh. But again, we know that the brown water after this rain has been mixing all over the show. So you've really got to find that clear water to get some good fish at this stage. However, let's not be deterred from that because this weekend it might be good. We don't know what the weather gods are going to do, but let's just hold on to it. I'm sure Poseidon will reward us all. Otherwise, guys, have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Adam, you're absolute beauty. I love it. Oh man, there is so much to look forward to. So many species. I am so glad that rough weather is over, that we do have a chance to fish. Now guys, we do know that it is going to be a couple more windy days coming. There's going to be a bit of rain coming. Watch those apps, watch those weather reports. They are pretty much accurate. I would say about 90% accurate. So you can base your fishing around it. And even though the conditions were so rough, I mean, you just heard all the catches that were coming through. You know KZN is in a good spell. You know we are getting those rods bending and those reels screaming. And guys, please do not wait for Monday to think, oh, we should have. Oh no, we missed out. This is not a time for excuses. This is not a time for if, buts, or maybes. This is a time to get those hooks sharpened, get out there and get fishing. And until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.